And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Dan Soder.
Butter me up, you sweet boy.
Holding it down in Dirty Jers. Yeah. We have our quarantine third mic, of course, in the house. It's Joey DeRosa.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Joe looking fucking mean today up in the big chair.
Joe's the perfect
Joe's
framing.
Working on a taco hangover.
Look at the perfect framing of this shot. Can I just can I talk about the Kubrick-esque nature of this fucking shot?
Also, Joe, the way you look is so odd. You look like a leader of a cult. This looks like an address that you get.
Stated.
Yeah, this looks like something they play 20 years from now in a Netflix documentary where you're like, you must give yourself to the family. The family is all you have.
Oh, go, Mr. DeRosa, someone would like to gain audience with you. And then you just go, I will see him.
Sultan, will you see them? Bring me the girl.
Send them in.
Joe looks like he fucks women exclusively out of crates.
Got the crew in the house. Black Lou, DJ Lou, Jacob, of course, Christine here with us. We're all hanging out. This has been so fun. So goddamn fun. I was so worried about leaving the city for the 2 weeks that it was going to be an issue. But I mean, like, it's still even like being out of the city, it's just a nice breakup of the day. It's just a fun, you know, you get to look forward to 2 hours of fun every day. I do love it. Yeah. I'm still missing on the weekends.
It's weird to like act like this is a job, like right now. Yeah. It's weird to be like, well, I better take off my pajama pants because I have to go have a Zoom with all my friends for 2 hours.
Man, it's time to stop panicking.
Would you say that you get to go to work and play? Would you say that, Dan?
Joe, can I talk to you real quick? can I talk to you in a side room? Dude, what are you doing? I'm just, what are you doing out there? Dude, you're turning me into like a goddamn asshole?
Dan, you would have loved today. We were doing, because, like, you know, it's, there's a couple of us in the house together here, and just doing like the, there was like a simple, you know, like a non-combative disagreement this morning.
Yeah. And like, is that why Sal's not here? It's like, guys, we did some very bad things. We had to fucking.
We're supposed to have the young bull Shane Gillis on, but he's MIA right now. But he, we know where he's at. He's
MIA in Bisbee.
He's MIA in Bisbee, Arizona.
He might not even be on this astral plane. He might be in a different dimension.
True, but we were doing the thing like the house confessions joke. We were like, it's like, Joe, it's like, did you leave this bread out that I said to put in the fridge? He's like, yeah, I left it out. He goes, I don't understand why bread has to go in the fridge. And you go, I just don't understand why Joe is like so thoughtless about my bread. And
where I in the fridge would love to do confessionals.
Yeah, I know. Just like, he goes, it's like, I'm just trying to be real. And I just feel like Joe's fake all the time.
Just with your name written right in the bottom, Big J, and you're like, I'm like, I'm gonna say it. You know, Katie didn't ask to finish the bag of Cheeto Puffs, and she just did it.
It says Dan runs this house underneath in smaller letters. Yeah.
So I said I was gonna make chicken for dinner, and Jay said, can we have marinara sauce with it? And of course Jay said that, because Jay doesn't have to cook the marinara sauce.
Because Jay doesn't have to prepare the marinara sauce. It's just funny how things seem to always go Jay's way. And then it's a shot of the house coming in.
I think that was funny about that. Yeah, the actual argument was, not an argument at all, but just like a hilarious, like, come on. Thing was, we were going to make chicken parm possibly tonight. And then we're like, it's a little overkill of Italian. So maybe we'll just do chicken cutlets. And I was like, or an alternative too, you could do that. So we have the stuff where you put cook the prosciutto with the marsala sauce, like the brown sauce over there. And Joe had like, this guy's talking about a gravy sauce, like a brown mushroom sauce now. Like, why don't you make the thing much more difficult? And I'm like, I don't know how it's more difficult than chicken parmesan. What's the big difference?
100 times more difficult. And that. Hence my reaction.
Then the word was, there's a reduction involved. And then when that was said, I was like, I'm fucking. Christine, do not nod your head. You've never reduced anything in the time I've known you in a pan. It's never happened once. So please,
it's, it, don't it, nod it your takes head. A, Your sauce takes a production, a preparation of mushrooms, a sauteing of mushrooms, and then a reduction of a brown gravy. Mm-hmm. It's several more steps. You're talking about pouring out Rao's on top of chicken and melting cheese on it versus reducing a brown gravy. These are two different ballgames.
Jacob's nodding his head like he's just like, you're testifying.
I got you, but now I'm back on Christine nodding her head during that, the reduction thing, because now, you know what? I don't know what it is about Christine, but it's like, I say something. She can't wait to jump on somebody else's team. She came in the house with me, but it's like now she just like, every time someone else like disagrees with me, she jumps on their side. And it's just like, I don't know. I don't know where we're at.
Immediately jump to my confessional. It's funny. I find myself getting closer with Christine, which is a surprise.
And then it's just I'm not even living in the house. I'm doing the voiceover. So I go, alliances are made. Is Christine being a dumb bitch or is Jay's standards too high?
That's when I actually go, dun, 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 dun. You go, the roommates are settling in for dinner, but some people are still feeling the tension from the day's earlier events.
Some people are still nervous about murdering Sal and burying him in the woods.
Dun, 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 dun.
There's been a little tiff, and there was an accident, and Joe hit Sal with a shovel, and we had to do some stuff.
What did I do?
Christine's like, I fucking can't be here. I can't fucking be here. He's fucking runs. Jay's like, she went squirrely. She went squirrely on us.
Just hauls ass down a country road that only has it's two lanes and only has tractor trailer.
She's just fucking splattered in blood. And she's like, just in the headlights, like cold. Miss, what are you doing out here without shoes on? And she's like,
It'd be great if Jay, while we were patting, and Christine was the one that snapped into action. Like, shut the fuck up. You're gonna be little fucking queefs about this? We're gonna chop the fucking body up now. Chop it the fuck up.
She goes, DeRosa, go to the garage. I need a hacksaw. I need a Phillips screwdriver. Jay, stop crying. Jay, stop crying. Go to the kitchen, get a Ziploc bag, a sandwich bag to hold the teeth. And you're like,
he goes, and get me some pliers out of the garage. He goes, what do you need pliers for? He goes, the teeth. You go, the teeth? You go, you want to get caught?
Yeah. Are you trying to get caught? Now, can you please give me a second? She calls her Winston the Wolf.
Would we salt and burn the bones just to be safe?
There's no ghosts? Right. Yeah, at this point I would, yeah. For sure.
Good call, man. Wait,
hold on a second. What step was that you just pulled out of? So, what? I definitely murdered somebody before step was that Evans just dropped on.
That's not a murder.
There's
no spirits. No murder. No involved. This is to stop the presence of a vengeful spirit coming back to haunt us for what we've done evil. Uh-huh. Joe, this is all laid out. I mean, in a little instruction manual I call the show Supernatural.
Fargo route and feed them to a wood chipper if you got one around.
I know you guys are never going to jump on the Supernatural train, but it's always fun to bring up a little thing that's ridiculous about it and let Jacob get off, because this was great. There was an episode we watched one last night on our way to bed, and I've been nodding off on the ones going to bed sometimes, but this one had me all in. There's a werewolf in town. He's ripping out and eating hearts. And then for the first time ever in the show's history, super hot chick who they're protecting is interested to fuck the other guy, not
the backup brother.
She's all about it. Sam, yeah, she's all about it. And they're hanging out one night, and they're pretty sure that they go, wait a second, I think she is a werewolf. The big and then they tie her to a chair one night.
Pause real quick. We're have her tied at the chair. Jacob, how hot of a lady is this? Is she a CW10?
Hottest vampire werewolf in the history of werewolves.
I'm surprised he's saying that. She was very pretty.
Certainly top three.
That surprises me, because I'll tell you this, Dan. She's a very, very pretty girl. I couldn't tell, and Christine said it actually, and I agree with her. I don't know if this girl is 25 or 47 years old.
But she's tied. But back to the story. She's tied to a chair. I just needed to know. Tied
to a chair. What we all know to be the hotter brother goes out to find the head werewolf, the one that turned her. Because if you kill him, some of the theories say that she would turn back to a human.
Ooh,
this is so funny.
She's hot, dude.
She's very hot. I didn't say she wasn't hot. I'm just saying, like, picture to picture, she looks much older.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
She doesn't look as old. That's all. I'm not arguing she's hot.
She goes from hot to young mom real quick.
And also, he said she was the hottest werewolf ever, which I wouldn't argue that so much. She's definitely not the hottest girl that's been on the show so far. But anyway,
I will say if it's a toss up between hottest girl so far, when that is an extremely difficult conversation.
Jacob, you could toss up to whatever you want, buddy.
It's either for me, I think it's still Alana Tal, or it's the demon at the crossroads, the first demon.
Does she turn full wolf in the episode, or does it just turn like Jack Nicholson wolf, where it's just a little fuzz?
Jack Nicholson, not even Jack Nicholson, no fuzz, just no a fuzz. Hot chick, just a hot chick with contact lenses and werewolf teeth.
That's it. Nah, dude, she should go like full four-legged. You know what I mean? Piss by squatting her ass down.
Yeah, buddy, they're on a CW budget, buddy.
There's
a CW budget here.
She goes, sorry, I was holding that werewolf piss for about 3 months.
I would propose that it's not even a budget thing. I would propose that it's the shitty executives at CW at that time, knowing that they had Dawson's Creek or whatever the fuck else teen hits they had. And they said, no, we can't have monsters. We have to have like sexy monsters.
Yeah, sexy monsters. You know they go, guys, can we have monsters that we want monsters that want to crawl into your window?
Joe, by the way, let me finish explaining the thing so we can discuss the whole idea here, if you don't mind, because like, because I could solve the question you're saying right there, Joe, and okay. Telling you that the when the handsomer of the two handsome brothers goes out to kill the werewolf, he does kill the werewolf. And that werewolf, the one that turned her, was also just a man with contact lenses and werewolf teeth.
There was not even like a little more fur, maybe some furry cheeks, some ears.
None.
But he's sexy too.
They didn't even change. They didn't change the ears.
He was not sexy. He was a regular-looking guy.
No, they didn't even give him wolf ears.
I'm sorry. There's a big thing with that too. The guy, that guy that was killed, who made the hot girl a vampire, was the nerd that lived directly across from her. It turns out that had a crush on her, but she had no interest in him because he was just a dork.
Oh, well, we just saw who Jacob identified with, the werewolf.
I was really pulling for that guy in the end.
You did fantastic work.
It hit me hard.
Yeah.
I come down on Christine when she's done bad. I like to do good when I like to give her a pat when she does good. Christine, please bring up again. Jacob, you're welcome, because you would have never thought of this yourself. And there is that werewolf girl nude. You're welcome.
Good job, dude.
Ooh. Wow, that's a weird thing to call Christine. Yo, dude.
Good, I meant her. I meant this girl. Good job, dude. Good tits, dude.
But look at her little bunny tits.
Yeah, her tits are a little more upsetting than I thought they were going to. But you know what? That's not true. First of all, I think they're really nice tits. And also, I think they're actually bigger than I thought they would have been. She didn't really seem to have heavy tits in the show.
Jay, much like her face aging from scene to scene, her tits also from box to box look great and weird.
Yeah, goes, at one point, you're like, is she 21? And then the other one, you go, wow, what a life lived.
Her tits really have an angle, huh? But anyway, so
she was in 40 Days and 40 Nights. Isn't that another vampire movie?
Swear to God, someone's got to let me finish this. The thing I've wanted everyone to laugh at so far has been so pushed off. He goes off to find he kills that werewolf. They believe, because as the night goes, the girl turns back to herself. They believe they've solved the solution. And then they go, or they solve the problem. They go, all right, so we're going to hang out one more night just to make sure that you should be fine, but let's just hang out one more night to make sure you're not a werewolf. And then she, the handsomer brother leaves. So Sam, I'll say Dean leaves. So Sam can fuck the chick, and they fucks sensuous and they fucks good. Then
kissing. They never stop kissing the whole time.
Really?
And there's close up on it.
There one, and as someone that hasn't seen, is there one where her legs are wrapped around and he's grabbing her from the back? Like, pow, 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 pow.
Dan? Yes.
Yeah, I called it.
There is, dude. He gives her the biz. He holds her up in the air. He blasts.
Pow, pow, pow. And then, is there one where he's grabbing her lower back and they're doing the Cinemax writhing?
Yes. All of that stuff. Yeah.
Cinemax writhing is.
It's a very sensual scene.
Oh, sensual scene.
He actually won me back with his fuck action in there, because the third Dean,
Please tell me we can keep that as a drop. Please tell me, DJ, that we can get, he won me back with his fuck action.
I can't we just have a conversation?
Yeah, no, we can't, Jacob. It's just, that is one of the funniest sentences I've ever heard in my life. He won me back with his fuck action.
Wrong, Jay?
No, he laid it down. Also, his body is top notch.
Yes.
Do you think, now, as an outsider, let me ask a supernatural question that might even be foolish. Is Sam's body more banging than Dean's body? Is Dean like the better face and Sam's the body?
Yeah, it may be, but it depends what you're going for. I think Sam.
I want a hard. DeRosa and I are in the market for a hard body.
Yeah, I think Sammy's more of the chiseled, and Dean's just got like a good. You're looking at a different scene, like a Dean's got a Mark Norman body. You know what I mean? Mark's he's got like Mike. Mark just has like a good shaped body, but he's not like chiseled or anything.
Yeah,
they're both like, chiseled
and,
that, now.
And this guy's chiseled.
Play the scene. Take it from the top, Christine. Let's see. Okay. Let's see how he can win us back with this hot fuck action.
Oh, dude.
Took a shot.
What was that all about? I miss sex. Like, you're on your period, you dumb bitch.
On this episode of Mountain House.
So they fucks. They fall asleep. Sammy wakes up in the morning. She's out the window, full wolf again.
Doberman Pinscher.
Calls them hours later, says, I'm here. I don't know where I'm at. Don't know how I got here. Pick me up. They pick her up, bring her home. And then she goes, listen, I'm very sorry. There's not a cure for it. We thought that's the only thing we know that could have cured this. And so that legend is false, I guess. So I don't know what to do. And then
good fuck is the only thing that could have cured it. Did I miss something?
No, the killing the vampire, the werewolf that bit her. They thought that was going to release her.
I thought Jay was saying after they fucked, the guy was like, we're sorry. This is the only thing that could have cured it. What?
He's putting his
That'd be a way for him to fuck a dumb girl is to be like, it's like, I think you're a werewolf. She's like, oh my God, what would I do? And you go, there's only one way to cure it.
Do you have a fireplace?
Sensually.
Yeah, up the poop chute.
Do you have a fireplace, and do you love defined abs?
So she comes back to the house, and they're like, we're sorry that we thought that killing the other werewolf was the cure, but I guess there's no cure. And, you know, and even she's like, I can't just go on killing people in the middle of the night. Like, I'll break free from wherever I'm trapped. There's no, which, by the way, while they looked for a cure, they probably could have found a more secure way to lock her into like something, a vault at night or some shit like that. Only the full moon days, by the way, keep in mind.
Sounds from everything I've heard.
We thought that.
Go ahead, Dan.
Everything I've heard you guys talk about on this show, just being described to me, it sounds like all these people do like, they give like hot people effort. It's all hot. It's all like third. It's like third base, starting on third base, fucking hot people energy where they're like, well, I think we should look for the werewolf. And it's like, turns out that doesn't work. Oh, well. Anyways, we banged. And then we went and got eggs.
In relation to their looks, they're pretty thorough, actually. They're pretty thorough. And they really do care about people. They don't want other people to get hurt. Hang on, Joe. Before you ask the question, let me say the thing.
Yeah.
Because what I was saying before is, I've only thought about it right this minute because I'm so blown away by the next thing I'm going to tell you. But you're absolutely right. There are. She's only going to change for the full moon cycle every month. And in that time, you could probably find, like I said, some sort of a thing. They figure a lot of shit out, some sort of a vault to keep her in those nights that she could sleep in until they figure out if there's a cure. They know all kinds of across the country, witch doctors and all kinds of goofy shit. So there's probably a solution. However, she also being hot and making a rash hot person decision, she goes, Dean's right, Sam. The only way to do this is like, I have to be killed so I don't kill any more people. And she's like, I want you to do it. And he's like, no way. And then Sam and Dean go in another room for a 2-minute conversation. And he's like, Sam, I'm not going to make you do this, but she's right. It's the only way. Like, I'll go do it. I'll do it for you. And then Sam goes, no, she asked me to do it. And he takes the gun and then he just stares. This is Christine. You might be able to find the scene. He's crying very much. They show his tears run down his face. And then
you guys saw that sex.
And then he walks off into the other room. And then it shows Dean gets one tear, down the eye, and then you just hear like this fucking like the what's the dog? Old Yeller. And you just hear, and then the screen just goes black. It's the end of the show. He just went to the other room and killed the girl. He just fucked teary eyed. It's hilarious. Like, look away. You're so pretty. Look away.
Also, how do you explain that to local authorities?
Oh, dude.
Buddy, that's a question I ask almost every episode.
This is an apartment building in San Francisco at 10 a.m. in the morning.
They're wanted.
And they're wanted by the FBI, by everyone. They're public enemy number one. They just drive afterward.
Also, what a great way to get rid of a chick you don't want to talk to.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, I think you're a werewolf.
You spent 2 months convincing her she's a werewolf and that you have to kill her. But you have to go commit several murders in her name. Look what you did. Look at all these dead cats in our apartment. You did that.
Also, where the screen is paused right now, you think after he hands the gun, he goes, thank you. Let's go to Vegas.
I mean, you'll like the scene.
After the scene, I want to call back to the hot monster thing. I want to make another point about that.
Absolutely.
Oh wait.
Speaking of hot monsters.
She's right. Jimmy, I got this one. I'll do it. She asked me to. You don't have to. Yes, I do.
By the way, by the way, I left after playing Silent Lucidity. I also left after playing Silent Lucidity behind.
This is me at the refrigerator. I'm her roommate, and I got milk, and I go, are you guys going to kill her?
By the way, I'll tell you what the show was.
It's 10 in the morning, and I go, dude, you guys just started dating. What?
To come to the defense of Dan and Joe both saying about, like, the budgets for the special effects being low and me saying that, I will tell you, there is no price too high for them to buy a song to you, to license a song, because every episode has
major
a song you have to buy for sure.
Listen, her being a hot werewolf has nothing to do with budget, and it's got
into a hairy wolf, I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. But the other guy the way you justified the argument that it was a budget thing was, well, the nerd that bit her is also just a man with fangs or whatever. You're starting at the wrong end. He's a man with fangs because they had to make her a hot wolf. And then they were like, we can't make the guy a full wolf either now. This is what we have to go with for our werewolf prototype, because we want her to be a hot wolf, because then when the guy fucks her, it's not weird, and you're kids right. At home think it's cool.
You're right. If she was shaggy, he absolutely, like, when he was like, she was like, I think the only thing is to kill me. And he goes, Sam, you want me to do it? He's like, no, I'll do it, dude. I'll put her down. She's fucking wolf, dude. You see her?
Yeah, Jay goes, this thing's half mutt. I don't even know what she is.
She grew 2 feet. I mean, like, I'm good.
She eats raw meat. She should be put down.
I'll put her down.
And then every episode after that, his brother would be like, any point his brother would make, he'd go, remember the time you fucked a dog woman? What, do you just look out the window? Yeah. Did I fuck a dog woman? What? Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Bro, but she was hot, though. When she was hot, when she was a regular chick, though.
They do that small confrontation where one of them just is passive aggressive, and he goes, I don't know, man. It's just, you're fucking getting on my shit.
Fucking he's wearing, dogs. By the way, like, Joe, she's wearing, like, leotards with her teeth, and that's it. I mean, skin tight.
By the way, I've fucked women with worse teeth.
And yellow her eyes.
You know what, Jay? Hey. You know what, Jay? That makes me miss sex.
That makes me miss sex.
Can I point something out? I was going to hold off on this till we got back in the studio because I feel like it's a disservice, but this is just like the right time because you brought up a hot sex scene. And I have 3 words for all of you. Paradise by Saphir. What is that, Dan?
I don't know.
It's the hottest song to have sex with.
Holy
that
shit.
You'll ever hear in your life.
Jacob, you're coming unraveled down there, man.
That's the song that was playing during that scene?
No. Jay?
Yes.
It was playing on the episode titled Route 666. It's the hot sex scene between Dean and the beautiful Nubian queen he was making love to.
Oh, Jacob, you really have unfurled.
Oh, back his ex-girlfriend, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember
I'm telling
that
you they do this. They do this kiss where they can't control each other, and then it cuts to the sex montage just like this one.
Let's
and
find
that
it.
Song
Let's...
kicks in, and it's. I have two words. Why, it's Dan?
Flamenco guitar.
This is not the song. This isn't the song.
Jacob, please stop numbering your words before you say them.
You gotta find, dude. Christine, please find this.
I sent it
Do you know what episode
you.
It's from? Do you know what episode it's from?
666. But by the way, if you go and type in YouTube, "Paradise" by Safir, S A F I R. Everyone, the only reason people watch it is because that's the song that they played in Supernatural. Please go to 57 seconds into the song and play it from there, and you will agree with me. And I said to myself after I saw that, that's what I'm going to make love to, that song playing.
Jacob, what's Safir's big song? I know
Paradise
the name.
By Safir is his big song. I've never heard of this guy before.
Okay.
I can't find it on YouTube.
Oh my God. It's I sent it to
the link. Okay, well, send it to me.
Because I play it daily, Christine.
But while he looks it up, why don't you play us the end of the scene where he kills the werewolf?
Oh yeah, shit, we didn't see this yet.
Because I got to see this because I like his perfect tears cutting through his dirty face. He's just going to kill a woman.
This is so good. Yeah.
Just kill the fucking woman.
That is it.
The end of the episode, dude. That's so funny. Did
episode,
just,
yeah.
Did you just fucking?
I wanted to ask Dan because, Dan, do you think he's using glycerin tears there because they're so glossy?
Yeah, that was that was probably drops that they put in.
Are you sure it's not 100%?
Is it sapphire or sapphire?
Whatever it is, it makes Jacob want to fuck.
Oh, it's gonna make you want to fuck. Wait till you hear. I'm sending Christine the link right now. And you'll all agree with me.
I have the Dean and Cassie sex scene with the song. Should I just play that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. I don't give a fuck about this. Let's get a sensual end to this first break. A
little visual reference can't hurt, you know?
You know? Joe is sitting in a chair like that would be the thing where he goes, yes, yes, video, if possible.
I'm sitting like they're actually fucking in front of me right now.
Yeah, you're sitting like in a corner of the room. Is this it, Jacob?
Jacob's dance.
This is not the song. They overdubbed the song. This is not the song that goes with the song.
That happens sometimes.
Oh, man.
I sent it to you, Christine.
All right, I got it.
Yeah, that song was ass that was playing.
Yeah, that song made me want to get a good burger, not fuck.
Get ready for
it did make me miss fucking black chicks, though.
Yeah, you know what else that made me miss, Jay? The Bengals and the Jets on Monday night. Yeah. Yeah. You play that song?
Having interracial fuck sex. Bam, bam, bam.
Because it's Monday night.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I'm happy that wasn't the song. I was going to be like, Jacob, this isn't sexy to fucking anything to.
No. Yeah, no, this is what I'm.
You fuck. That's how you fuck sexy in a truck in the back.
It's all sexy to hear a real song.
It's Sharif, not Shafir.
Good job, Jacob, you idiot.
Oh, sorry. Sapphire.
I'm just showing us your mom keeps making you delicious.
Is that it?
Wait, hang on, though. Stop.
Now we got it.
Let's play it. Let's jam. Everyone take their shirts off.
Who the fuck is Safir? Because I actually, in my head, I was like, I know who Safir is. I think I just made that up.
It would have been great if you did, Joe, if you overextended yourself. And you're like, I love his album. I love him. I've seen him twice.
No, Jacob, I actually know that song very well by Safir. Yeah, Paradise. Yeah. The flamenco guitar is particularly good.
And then Evans goes... It's actually Sharif. It's not Safir. I go, are you sure? I don't. I'm pretty.
No, I wish we were in studio. I wish we were in studio for this, man. It doesn't do it justice, but give it a listen.
I think Safir also does a flamenco song. That's good to fuck.
That's weird. That's weird. I've heard Safir say a lot of times that Sharif loves flamenco guitars.
Wait. Before you hit play. I'd like you to notice, and I was unaware of this, that Jensen Ackles also sings. Did not know that.
Buddy. Let's listen to this song.
He does a cover of Simple Man, and I mean, Jesus. This guy can sing. Much like I'm gonna miss fucking guys. if he's good at this. Then now the guy's the whole fucking package.
Let's get into it. Wait, you like this taco commercial music?
This elevator music, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Wait till the chorus, dude. Go to 57 seconds, please.
Into my head. Your body's breathing. Me in again.
Take me away to a paradise.
Gay as fuck.
God damn, Jacob, this is Friday night mom music. Mom puts on for fun Friday cooking.
I feel like I'm waiting for a frozen margarita with a bunch of salt on it.
Shit sideways.
Come on, be a comic. Be funny.
I don't get an angel. Lend me a hand. This is a street festival entertainment live music.
It's crazy we want to fuck to this.
Jay, that is the best description I've ever heard of anything. This is street
festival music. My uncle's in a band. He'll play the festival.
That song sucks.
That's dream fuck music.
That's music playing in a lounge at a swingers hotel.
Why did Dean make it look so good?
He doesn't pick the music.
Oh, dude, Jacob, that song sucked ass so bad. Yeah.
What the fuck?
An angel.
Listen, I'll play your wedding at a discount. I'll play your wedding at a discount. I'm going to play all the songs here, asking all the covers. But if you wouldn't mind, we'd like to do the originals.
Dude, that's the song.
It's called Paradise. It's about a German girl I met one time. She's beautiful.
Dude, that's the band that plays while you're loading a cruise ship.
Yeah, exactly. Jacob, I'd rather fuck to Paradise by the Dashboard Light, and that song sucks my fucking dick.
I'd rather fuck Meatloaf than listen to that again. I don't mean the man. I mean, I'd rather fuck a Meatloaf.
I'd rather take a dump in front of Dashboard Confessionals than ever.
Yeah.
I'd rather sit down naked in front of my dream woman.
Yeah. I'd rather scoot my ass across a floor of fucking rusty nails.
You have to.
You guys want to?
He looks good. Oh, wait a second. Wait. Because there's a video of him singing live. This is going to be audio. I kind of want to see him do it.
Yeah, let's see him do it. I mean, we know he can't broadcast
it. This looks like it might be a picture of him singing. But
well, Marshall, look up Jensen Echols live.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, Jay, you're about to find out. He's humble. Oh, this guy can get it, dude.
We gotta go to his restaurant when we ever get back to Austin.
Fucking up.
I'll fucking feed you this gator. Relax.
Jake, can I?
Hey, Jacob, are you hot for this guy or what? Is it just me or are you hot for this guy?
Insane. Jesus Christ, there's nothing he can't do. He's perfect.
He's looking. I bet he can keep up.
He's got that Billy Ocean thing where his singing voice is 100% different than his talk voice. You know what I mean?
Sweet, smooth guitar.
Might as well just like, if your girlfriend's with you, you're like, do you just want to stay here? I'll go home. Do you want me to go home?
Green eyes.
He's charming. Get out of here, Jacob.
Yeah. I'm always impressed by. This is a very similar thing with you, Dan. I say this all the time. How handsome this guy looks without like. I'm always a big thing. The handsomest guys I always think have some sort of facial hair.
Oh, I know. When I shave my face, I look like a big dumb pale moon.
No, not at all. You're very handsome with a shaved face, and this guy's face is always shaved on the show, and I think he's very handsome. And both of you. A beard makes you even more handsome. This son of a bitch, this guy can't fuck up. This guy does not have a bad angle.
I know, Jensen Echols.
Damn, dude, this guy is. How is he not a bigger star?
Well, Well, he's been on the show for 15 years. I'm sure he's wildly successful.
I really think that in between seasons, even, I can't believe this guy's not taking dough to go be like the Rachel McAdams, and like, why is he not like the like in The Vow and movies like that?
I bet you he's in way more movies than we realize. He just doesn't have.
I looked at his IMDb credits, and it's not. I mean, it's basically just Supernatural. Jared Padalecki's going to be the new Texas Walker Ranger. So
then let me ask you this: on top of being a decent actor, a gorgeous man, and a great singer, is this guy also a great guy? Who's just like, I have enough. I'm satisfied.
Joe, he lives in Austin, Texas, and runs a brewery restaurant with his family. Dude, this guy is salt of the earth, bro. That's your dream.
Fuck yeah, that's wow. That's great.
I feel like we're turning Joe into his arch nemesis with that chair and the way we're telling him right now.
He's just not hateable. I want to hate everything about him. I want to hate and be like, this guy's got a weak spot somewhere. No weak spot.
I love him there.
You'll love his house. He and his wife just do tequila shots in their Architectural Digest tour.
Oh, I bet.
A cool couple.
I bet he can just pick up an acoustic guitar too and like tell you and tell you the brand, you know? And he goes, oh man, I haven't played one of these in a while.
I like the action on a Gibson more, but this will work.
There's a Fender? Dude, all right.
I just followed him from Instagram. We should try to get him on.
Yeah, I want to see I'd like to see his wife.
All right, Joe. That is a very nemesis thing to say. Show me your wife.
That's his wife.
Oh, wow.
Holy fuck.
Jesus Christ. A Texas Bell, man.
Oh, yeah. Looks good in a stupid hat, too.
Oh, is that some of his songs?
That was his recording, his home recording.
What's that?
Studio, it looks like.
That's his home recording studio? This guy's living life, man. Coming off a heavy dose of family this past week. I needed it. I think a lot of us probably did. But now back to work. Oh, my God.
He's last recording this track, Radio Co Music, for more. Go kick some ass this week, y'all. Thanks, dude. Oh.
Play it.
Next video. Play it.
Pedaling.
Jacob, you said the flamenco guitar is the whole thing. That song.
Play that again, Christine.
Can't we make jokes on the show here? I mean,
sure.
I just thought it was funny because it was it's Dean making love to this beautiful woman.
Jacob. Look,
I'm comparing sex scenes between the brothers.
Jacob, I know I'm the new meat around here, so I'm not trying to step over any lines. But when Jay was making fun of it, you said, "Go ahead, be a comedian." You said those words, Jacob.
Dude, it's the funniest thing. Honestly, I think the funniest thing you've ever said on this show was when you go, "That's it, be a comedian, make fun of everything."
It's horrible. Out of everything I've been through, I don't want to be attached to this.
You know what, Jacob? Hang on. Give us
a
second.
I'm not saying it's a good song. I think it's funny. It cracked me up when I saw it in context.
Cracked you up.
Oh, boy.
Jacob, that's a 180, dude. That is a 180. That is 180 degrees definite. You said the flamenco guitar, the whole thing.
Yeah,
I just you can love to whatever you want. You don't have to listen to us.
Oh, God damn. This is like the big Kahuna Burger scene in Pulp Fiction. You're talking your way out of shit.
Yeah. This is music playing while you're drinking a frozen lemonade waiting for your kids to get off the Roundup.
I thought it was funny that he... Whatever. Just take a break.
What's funny up to?
My body's aching. Hold me again and again.
Oh, here's a guitar that gives you that boner.
Take me away to paradise. Keep me together. Take me back to where I was. Fill me again with your
let's take a break.
Exactly the same thing as the soap. When he's having sex to it, it's hot. When I have sex to it, it's a goof.
All right, now you're talking. If I was fucking Jensen Ackles, I'd let this song play. I don't care.
Bring me Havana Nights. Take me back.
I'd be lost in his eyes while my feet were up on his shoulders.
My back would be
it wouldn't matter what was playing.
Would be drenched. My back would be drenched with his arm under me, lifting me up.
Jacob, that is the song of a knife maker. It sounds like the song of a knife maker.
my German angel is so specific. I'm almost certain now that the guy's a Nazi of some sort.
It is weird, right? That's a weird.
So weird.
Oh, fuck. Dude, we got to come back and watch this fucking Architectural Digest tour because we're falling more and more in love with Jensen Ackles, and it's going to keep happening.
Jacob, yes?
Well, I just want to throw this in. I think, Jay, you want to love Jensen Ackles anymore? You were talking about why you're baffled why his career isn't bigger. What about this?
Let's take a break, Jacob. Hold on real quick. Bring that up. Yeah. We're at 15 minutes, so let's take a break. We're going to take a quick break. It's the Quarantine Tapes on The Bonfire.
You're listening to Comedy Central Radio. SiriusXM, Channel 95.
David Spade here, telling you to watch my new late-night show, Lights Out with David Spade on Comedy Central, where my fake comedian friends and I chit-chat about all the day's most important things I pretend to read about on my phone to avoid real conversation. I'll be sliding into your PMs. Get it? Because it's on every night.
Lights Out with David Spade, a new late night show. New tonight at 11:35, 10:35 Central on Comedy Central.
Bringing you the D late at night. D as in David. Don't be filthy.
They're certified hip-hop pioneers, and they'll share their story with LL Cool J and a virtual room full of SiriusXM subscribers. Rock the Bells Radio presents a town hall with the Beastie Boys. Yeah! LL Cool J. Hear replays throughout the week. Listen at home with Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, or however you stream in the house. Channel 43.
Hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Roses are red. Social distancing makes us blue. Can't be with mom this Mother's Day? Don't worry, we've got you. Maybe you can't give mom a hug, but you can send flowers from the Books Co. Books, you know, that's short for bouquets. Books are responsibly sourced from some of the world's finest eco-friendly farms, even farms on the side of volcanoes, so flowers stay fresher longer. Did you know that flowers and plants have been proven to reduce stress and boost productivity? Now that we're spending more time at home, how about a little self-love to brighten your day and your space? Big savings mean you can send farm-fresh flowers, plants, and gift bundles to all the moms in your life. Your mom, a soon-to-be mom, your wife, your grandma, a dog mom, or treat yourself. Send smiles no matter the miles.
Visit Books.com/comedy. That's Books.com/comedy. And enter code comedy for 25% off your entire order. That's code comedy at Books.com/comedy.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Go ahead, Carl. I'm listening.
Talk dirty to me.
Staph, salmonella, E. coli, influenza.
Wait, not that kind of dirty.
Do you realize you just took me to the toilet and kept wiping in between tweets? No wonder 1 in 6 phones contain fecal matter.
Gross.
Whatever your hands touch, I touch. I'm covered in filth. It's enough to make both of us sick. Please, can you get me a phone soap?
Phone soap?
Phone soap safely kills 99.99% of all those germs with clinically proven UV light. It won't damage damage my screen, like liquids or chemicals.
Good, because you're all I've got.
That's so sweet, Carl.
Foam soap kills hundreds of germs and bacteria, including the cold and flu virus. It's trusted and used by healthcare professionals everywhere. Keeping your phone clean is more important than ever. And with demand for phone soap at an all-time high, go to phonesoap.com and use code COMEDY to secure a spot on our pre-order list and receive free shipping. Phone soap is the original patented and clinically proven UVC phone sanitizer. Go to phonesoap.com and use code COMEDY to receive free shipping today.
And now, back to the bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Yeah, the song, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather fuck to the song they dubbed over the scene on YouTube.
Didn't think I was going to want to fuck to that barbecue music, and now it's way better.
You didn't see Paradise, the song Paradise, with it, well, with the
play scene. It over it. Christine, play it over. Play it on one screen, and then we'll overlap it, mute it, and we'll see how it looks.
It's a comedy.
Guess what, Jacob? There's a solution to what you're saying. Dan just solved it in one swoop. One fell, masterful swoop. He just solved the problem. And this, according to you, this should prove your point that we're all going to bone up right now and see, like, oh, my God. When this show is over, Christine, get those pants off and get in the room because I am cranking this thing on the
I'm sure you're going to change your mind right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just back up. Don't back up and let it unfold.
I'm about to turn all your minds around.
That corner you've painted yourself into is getting tinier by the second.
This show is about people being open-minded to things. This show is about being open-minded to things, and I will say I'm pretty sure in this episode, me and you and I together have turned four men into Jensen Ackles fans.
Yes.
Like everybody wants to not like this guy. For DJ Lou, might still hate him for some reason, but I think Black Lou is on board.
The new beginnings.
No more mistakes. Sounds like a mistake.
This can't be the actual song. Is this a karaoke version?
This is it.
Hold me again. David knows it's it. It's been
Jensen fucking.
I'll tell you.
That was my joke, Christine. He makes a shitty song seem great.
Jacob.
That was my joke, which I got out poorly because I'm not a comic. I admit it.
You said when you have sex again, it's the way you want to have sex to.
I still want to do that, but I know it's going to look bad.
You want to have bad sex when you come back.
You guys want to fuck Jensen.
Bad. Look,
listen, if I... this guy, I'll deal with the music.
What? I think I like Sam's sex scene more than Dean's. Weird.
Yo, well, Christine, you've always hated interracial love. And your thing.
A secret, Christine. We know that interracial love makes you furious.
Oh, I guess you want to fuck that black bitch? And everyone goes, whoa!
Oh, she's going to make some mud, baby? He goes, I mean, come on. What are we even doing? See, I kind of get it now. Jensen Ackles laying down pipe.
I want to shout this out because it really makes me laugh. Speaking of sort of being racist at a time where it saves the day. You could stop this song. It's just upsetting everyone. on the live show YouTube comments, one person goes, well, that was a fucking shit show or something. It was a shitty. Was like, that was a clusterfuck. Better luck next time. And then the name of the person who put it was it and spelled out, I'm not censoring here, N-word salesman. And I'm like, oh, well. This guy's probably not a good dude. That's okay.
Yeah. It's so funny when you, I was even telling Shane, like when you go on Reddit and you, if people had talk shit, you can click and see their last like comments on stuff. And they'll be like, this guy sucks fucking dicks. And he's just a big pussy. And then you click on it and he's like, actually I noticed with the new console, the difference is like, to see them talk business is so fucking funny when you're like, oh yeah, you're like not mad all the time. Just for some reason, you just felt like coming over here and popping off.
Now that we've seen the fuck scene to the Shafir song, I will say I would rather fuck to Ari Shafir's comedy than that song. I still hate the song.
Double negative available on Netflix.
Your life.
Can I add, Jay, before the break, we were talking about why you don't understand why he's not a bigger star. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking... this is going to make you love him even more. Maybe he's just content. He loves his life and he's happy.
I understand that. I completely understand that. I'm not. If I could make with everything that I do currently, right now, in comedy, between this show, Legion of Skanks, and stand up, honestly, if that could turn out the kind of money that I can live a Jensen Eccles life and have my Big Brass Blues Band come over and play in my home studio while I rip it like that, I don't need anything else.
Dude, it's so funny to think of you instead of
being a movie star. I'm like, I don't want to sit on sets all day and do all that shit. No, I'm good exactly where I am, and I make a zillion dollars. Yeah, I agree. I think it's awesome what he's doing. He's like, that guy sits down at dinner every day, and he goes, don't nobody say anything bad.
It's funny to think of you
at the CW network. Now, I know it's a laughable thing, and it's all superhero shows and a bunch of ridiculous special effects. But let me tell you something. CW, let's put this family in a really good spot. And the Eccles, they flourish because of that silly UHF network.
But Jay, you having that studio, and you go, now if you'll excuse me, I need to go play with my new metal band. The DJ's warmed up. That's instead of playing that,
it's scream corn. You get ready and go, because I'm about to break.
By the way, it's not a CW show. It's a WB show, or is WB CW?
CW is new WB.
Okay.
Right now, I got to tell you,
it's all Warner Brothers.
There's a strong chance if this is the song Heaven by Bryan Adams, that I'll tell you right now, I might, it'll take me a second just to come, but I'm probably going to top myself off right now.
I think it's Heaven by Bryan Adams. Let's find out.
Oh, he looks good in hats.
He's wearing multiple chains. He's a multiple chains guy.
We got him.
How we doing, Canada? Oh, good. It's going to be Heaven by Bryan Adams.
I think it's gonna be heaven.
Any guy that can pull off that Zorro hat is a hottie.
Dude, the Zorro hat with
it. Show your respect right now.
I just watched Jay fall in love.
Young and wild, free.
It's effortless.
I just watched Jay do the thing where someone falls in love and he goes, don't you make me do this.
We got to get to at least a chorus. I'm asking as a favor from the group, if you'll allow me, if my dream boy,
fall deeper in love.
My dream boy can just finish the song.
Fall deeper in love.
I'll tell you, jump ahead to like 3.5 because I want to hear him do the crescendos, the biggies.
Jay, before you play this, to plant this little seed in your head, I see in the sidebar him doing Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi. Holy shit.
Welcome to Jensen Eccles Appreciation Day on the bonfire.
I love this guy.
Sorry, everyone.
That's every day of my life.
Yeah, Jay, thanks to Patat, we got a resident hunk at the bonfire, and our dream man's name is Jensen Eccles. Thanks to who? Jay. I apologize.
Thanks to who?
I will say, Jay.
There should be no ampersand in that sentence, Dan. Jacob watches the show because of my suggestion.
True, and you're right, Jay. You deserve 50% credit along with Jacob. Jacob was so passionate about it, and he brought in us the Architectural Digest tour. He's the one where we were watching Sam stuff just an hour ago. We were watching Sam stuff.
I just introduced our world. True. To the male Pam Anderson, 1991.
We really have your mom and stepfather to thank.
Okay.
All right. If you want to dial back, and I'll be honest with you, I'd like to get my mom on the horn at some point on the show and ask my mom, I go, Mom, you're definitely soaking the panties over these guys. Like, why are you watching the show? This isn't your thing.
Dude, that's so funny. I never even knew it came from your mom and Joe.
If my mother says, if she gave even a casual, like she's like, oh, you know, it's funny. I actually think Sam's a bit cuter. I'm telling you, I would take this hand, put it across the side of her face. Hit my own mother in the face for fucking come. Because I'll tell you what, Padalecki's not even aging very. He's still a super handsome guy, Sam.
He's the new Walker Texas Ranger. So a little fucking respect on the man's name.
He is. But I'll tell you what, you can see his hair's going. That's a thing. For his look, hair was a lot of it.
Doesn't matter.
And who? I'm talking about Sam.
All right.
Sam. No, oh no, I understand.
You think a hair would ever want to fall out of Jensen Ackles' head?
He's running for dear life. It's like, I don't want to. No, he's playing in Canada next week. I want to see it.
I heard he's going to do Bryan Adams.
Every time he gets any kind of a haircut, the little clippings of hair that fall off, if you were able to turn up like a microphone super loud, you hear him go, no.
Yeah, also they follow him, like, you know, when you have the magnet thing where you draw a mustache, his hairs follow him home. Oh man, look at my cut hair, follow me home.
He opens his front door the next morning, there's a pile of hair, and he looks left and right. He's like, What is it?
It's always happened to me since I was a kid.
What it is. It's weird.
He's just humming to himself. All right, yeah, let's play this. Let's get to the crescendo.
I want it coming back from the solo.
I think that's where I'm at, but I'd have to
unpack. See, it's okay. There's a curve. It's fine.
Realize this man from college. Watching him sing this song after watching the Bryan Adams one, I'll just say this is like when you see a celebrity that's really good at basketball and they play in like the NBA all-game, and you go, this guy can ball, and you go, but don't forget he's not an NBA player.
I will say that was the first chink in the armor.
That was the first.
I thought that was going to be bad. I'll tell you what, singing like his stuff, he can go. But I mean, for argument's sake, Christine, if you can throw in a live Adams just to get to that part, and you can see it is a big difference. I'm talking about Adams now, still drills that much better.
Live at Wembley 96, or should I find?
It's unfair. That's actually
That's not fair. Yeah, you're watching full prime. Let's get it to him like right now. There's got to be not these. You got to get an official. Just do it. You'll see one if you just put in Heaven Live.
You think if, like, you put Jensen Ackles and Bryan Adams in the same room, they just start barking at each other like dogs that don't understand?
I think the second one's an official one.
Oh. Listen, just for argument's sake, it doesn't even matter. Because if we're taking age into account here, genuinely, bring him up at Wembley.
You want to see him? You want to see him do the damn thing? Bring him up at Wembley.
This is same age Black Wembley as Ackles is now, right?
This is mostly for Black women doing this. To the, you know, the end.
Throw the crescendo.
Nail it. Listen, so all this proves is nothing, that doesn't take much away, just proves that Jensen Ackles is simply a man and not an angel like I thought.
Yeah,
he's a man. He's simply a man.
Hey, may I say, maybe he's
a man, makes him a little hotter.
Hold on, Jay. Maybe Jensen Ackles is much like Hercules, you know, the son of a god and a mortal woman.
Yeah.
I think he's more like Icarus. I think he flew too close to the sun.
He do what he did.
You're right, Jay.
You're going to get ridiculed for being an actor singing. He doesn't care.
But the rose is right, though.
Yeah. Too close to the sun. His wings melted on that fucking cover, dude. But I'll say this, though. It's Hydrox and Oreos. You know, Adams is Oreos. I'll give Ackles Hydrox.
Yeah, fair. But also, again, like you said, Jacob, content is a very important thing in life, and I think he's content. He knows he's not going to play Wembley Stadium like that. But if you're going to go to the proportion of women in the audience at Wembley Stadium and women in the audience wherever that little club was in Canada, He's getting the same adoration.
You know, there's a video that has 255,000 views. That's his full performance where maybe he does it better.
He's got the song in there.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to the part.
Are we talking
to go right to the part? We're going back to Ackles.
Maybe Ackles or Adams.
May have caught him on a rough day. Listen, they may have just called him up to sing and he had been drinking and maybe he's worked a couple bucks that night.
Do you think he did a bunch of prayer hands after the song? He's like, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Guys, thank you for having me.
This is it, Christine.
Yeah, dude.
Can we even want it dead or alive?
Yeah, let's get it. Let's give our hot new hunk a chance to clear his name.
Yeah.
Kind of humble when he, because it's hard to not look a little, pompous when you're giving a tour of your multi-million dollar house, but they come off like a cool couple.
I bet. Well, we're going to go to that. Cool. We're going to let him do a little Wanted Dead or Alive first. We're going to let him hit the crescendo of Wanted Dead or Alive. Maybe it's more in his range. Look, for some reason, I can sing a Lionel Richie song, and there's a lot of songs I can't sing. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. It's kind of like what falls into your wheelhouse, you know? Better than Bon Jovi. Corey Taylor's with him, dude. Some Slipknot. Shut the fuck up.
They're friends.
This guy rules.
Jay, why aren't we friends with him?
Yeah, you got it all
there. You're the problem.
It's you.
Bring down the property value with your fucking weird Middle Eastern bloodline.
Just let him be bad boys.
By the way, he's about to sing with Corey Taylor, who can no bullshit sing. I just goosebumped. I just goosebumped. It's so gay. And I just, look at the hairs on my arm, dude. My chicken skin.
Listen to that.
Can I tell you, pause it for a second, by the way. I want to tell you something. My whole life, every year, at some point, I bat around the idea of getting a fucking softball t-shirt like that. Three-quarter length sleeves, black arms, white top.
Talked about it.
And
we've
I go,
about it several
nope,
times.
Cannot pull it off. Damn it. Son of a bitch, if he isn't pulling it off. DJ Lou went to go jerk off.
Pinpoint the difference.
Jersey and ankles.
I pinpoint the difference. I know exactly what it was, and I don't know if we can A-B these videos right now. He's trying in the Wanted Dead or Alive. He's got the Slipknot guy there, who, let's be honest, Slipknot is the Supernatural of heavy metal bands.
I can't fully argue that.
But he's trying. In the Heaven video, he's walking around like he's the fucking cat's meow, dude. He's not. He's all casual in it. He doesn't care. He doesn't have the fire in him in the Heaven video.
I would honestly say my critique of our new God is it's song choice. I think Heaven's a terrible song choice. I think he's got that choice. Big bluesy brass voice.
Can we just go back one more time to Heaven? I want you to look at his body language. His energy is off. I'm telling you, he's too cash in the Heaven.
I don't think it's too cash. I think what it is, I think he knows he may have bit off a bit more. Chew on Heaven is what I think. That's what
you're saying Brian Adams took him into deep water.
As a person who's done that comedy jam a bunch, and I love karaoke, and I don't think I have a good voice, but I can carry a tune, I believe, to a degree. Sometimes right when you start a song, you're like, damn, dude, I already know this is going to fucking take a shit at some point. Like I'm not going to be able to. I started too high or something. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah. Can't hit the next level.
But Jay, you're talking like this guy didn't rehearse the fuck out of this in that studio he's got with his band. He went on stage knowing they were going to do this. This wasn't
I like to believe somebody called it out and he goes, I'll give it a try for you, my fans. I'm in Brian Adams' country. Sure, I'll give it a shot. Hey, what they don't show is the speech before when he goes, guys, I'll be honest. Like, I don't think I'm going to be able to hit those high notes. I'm a little under the weather, but like, what the people want, right? The people get. I'm going to give it a shot, guys. Do me a favor, though. Please sing it with me a little bit. And if you will notice, at one point during the beginning of Heaven, he goes to the crowd. He goes, guys, help me out on this one a little bit. I'm a little scratchy today.
So you're saying that he lacks the ego.
Humble, dude.
He knows how to be a humble.
I also think he's a Texan, man. He just goes, hey, man, let's have a good time. Let's do it.
I'm Kenny Rogers.
He has been involved in Hollywood since he was like two or three. So he has his good old boy persona, but he's been acting his entire life. But
he goes back. He doesn't live in L.A. He lives in Austin, Texas, dude. He rules.
So hot.
Yeah.
Right. But you can still be Hollywood and live in Austin, Texas. Sandy Bullock lives in Austin, Texas. And Sandy's, you know.
True.
She's as Sandy. Hollywood as you
can. I don't like that you're calling her Sandy one goddamn bit, Joe.
I'm good to be a
knob. Trying to be a knob. Sandy
Duncan. What's it called?
I know.
Seinfeld. I saw a very interesting film about our future and the internet starring Sandy Bullock.
get to the biggie part I want there live, because I'll tell you what, before I go to watch him show his house, I'm going to need to hear a piece of Simple Man by fucking Skynyrd. That's epic.
I mean, we're just going through all of it.
Corey, you give up Corey Taylor. Oh,
shit. Well, I'll tell you this right now. Already, Corey next to Jensen, it's no contest. Corey's blowing him out of the fucking water right now.
He's like a legit fucking powerhouse singer.
Yeah. Look at his neck.
Crazy neck.
Jensen's not hitting the notes. He's not hitting the notes on the wanted. He's not hitting the notes.
They brought Corey in, his friend Corey. Slack.
Look at that knuckles. Look at those knuckles pumping.
He's going to do the part, and I ride. Turn it up. What the? Corey Taylor looks like a fat pig deli employee next to Jensen Eccles.
He really does.
Air to fix.
I'll take Jensen Eccles' voice next to that fucking matronly man that is Corey Taylor in that video.
Corey Taylor, he really does. He looks like he did at Jensen Eccles' house.
Do you, man? Yeah. Well, come on down to the studio.
Goes, no, this looks like when the band goes, we're going to bring our guitar tech out here to sit with us. He's been with us for 20 years. He's a good kid, man.
This guy's a good dad, great guitar tech.
You played that low. Are you diddling yourself? Why are you not listening? I mean, turn the volume up 5 times. Go to Simple Man, please. Way. He's also playing guitar on Simple Man. Cream, dude.
It's just Jay masturbating. He's like, gee, fuck, I'm fucking Jensen Eccles. You're a demon. I got a demon for you. You got a demon right here for you. You want me to shoot my demon? You want me to fucking shoot my demon?
I'll tell you what, that video did make me remind me how much fucking Corey Taylor can sing, dude. Jesus.
I didn't know he could sing like that. I've only heard him do like the, you know, the like, rah, bah, bah,
bah. Really? You know? He's got like, solo stuff and Stone Sour. None of his music, other music is like Slipknot at all.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I
was bullied into being in the Slipknot. Damn, he is handsome. Look at that V.
Dude, this is that Supernatural Van Con. So this is a Supernatural crowd.
I want to go to one of those.
Dude, get ready. Dude, they had to break down a hockey rink because that's how wet everything's going to get. Had to do it in a place with Apple training system.
This is going to be a panty dropper right here.
I'm surprised if the camera doesn't get washed away.
This is going to be right. I bet this is right in his chops wheelhouse, right?
Oh, dude, you heard a little taste of what he does at the home stewed. This guy's fucking.
Oh, he's just drinking it in. Hey, fans.
Hey, I know this. All 15.
The idea you can at your own Vancouver Supernatural Con,
Bonfire Con, Delco. It's going to be awesome.
Exactly. If me and you went out and sang Simple Man, the crowd would go nuts because it's our convention.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what we do at Skankfest with the jam.
You know, I've had the feeling before.
I mean, so the sexy.
My only son. Listen closely. What I say.
And imagine having him. I'm serious. Imagine having him as your enemy. Like, you just walk into life and you're like, I fucking hate this guy, but he's so great.
Yeah. Gorgeous. He's not hitting these notes. You guys know he's not hitting these notes.
To the
Joe.
Shut up, Joe. Let him get to the chorus, dude. A little from the throat. I'll say it. From the throat and not the diaphragm. He's got a pleasant voice.
Come do the jam Skankfest now. You think our crowd would like it?
Get him on the phone. Promise him a beach. I don't care. Get him in my life.
I don't think his wife would let me. You find love.
don't know what kind of deal they have.
You know what their game is?
A pleasant voice.
Go work out, guys. I got to get in better shape for your
hair.
Team.
Shush. Passable, Joe. That's passable, buddy.
Passable. Pass.
Well, the guy's not playing at Wembley Stadium. He's playing at Supernatural Con.
Yeah.
Give him a goddamn trick, dude. He'd be the star of a comedy jam.
If the comic did this well at the goddamn comedy jam, everyone would be like, dude, have you heard him do Skinner?
You got to hear Dan do Simple Man. It's unbelievable. And he plays the guitar, too, like, dude. This guy rules.
Yeah, dude. Jensen Ackles. Now, let's take our final break. How much time do we have left, Christine? So we can...
Just enough for Christine to go sop her puss up.
Yeah, Christine, you want to grab a couple sponges from under the sink?
I'll be right back, guys.
Throw a fucking Triscuit in that thing, man. Let's get back to work.
I don't know if the healing's coming back.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to find this the linen closet and grab a couple towels and stomp down out in the kitchen. But yeah,
dude,
quick question, Christine: Jensen Ackles or Jason Momoa? You have to pick one.
Come on, Evans, it's Ackles all the way. Momoa.
Yeah, I mean, I like.
Jason Momoa is not layered. This dude's layered. Yeah,
this guy's layered, and I do have to say that I like this guy's in-life personality more than what I've seen of Momoa.
All right. There it is.
I will say, though, Steen hates anyone who dates out of their race.
Do you want to get pillaged by Khal Drogo? Yes, I do.
Christine does not like when people date outside the race, apparently. He doesn't like that Momoa went with Lisa Bonet. He's like, ew.
Jay, to me, that shows that Momoa is, in fact, layered. The fact that guy could crush any ass he wants, and granted, a beautiful older woman, he's dating a woman 25 years his senior.
Oh, dude, there's a method to that madness for sure, and she doesn't care something if he just plats the road. It has to be the case, because that guy has to fucking open-laced, floppy boot-kick pussy off of his hotel room door probably every night.
Absolutely. Well, let's take our final break of the episode and come back, and then we'll actually watch the Architectural Digest walkthrough.
Hey, Christine, you can take us out with the end of Simple Man here. We'll fade out.
That's fair enough. It's the Bonfire Quarantine Tapes.
Jensen Ackles Show.
We love you, Jensen.
We'll be back with Jensen Ackles gone.
Find yourself, follow your heart.
Smooth stuff. Heck is all the way.
Pudding.
Now you can do this, oh baby, if you try. Yeah. All that I want for you, my son, is to be.
It all makes me think of my dad, so it's extra sentimental.
Fuck your dad?
I don't want to fuck my dad. It just makes me think of my dad.
No, you said it.
My dad's
you hate interracial relationships. You want to fuck your dad. It's a bonfire. Wife never gets tired of fucking him. We'll be right back. It's the bonfire.
This is Comedy Central Radio.
David Spade here. Are you lonely? Of course you are. You're listening to the radio. If you need a little company after dark, watch my new late night show.
Lights Out with David Spade, a new late night show. New tonight at 11:35, 10:35 Central on Comedy Central.
See you tonight. I call Little Spoon.
You're in good company at Creed Carrier. Take it from Dustin McFarland.
They care about their drivers. They care about family. Anytime I need to talk to somebody, they're quick to answer the phone. They're quick to get it solved, you know, get it done. I never have a problem getting home. Overall, I'm just really, really happy with Crete. About everything with Crete.
Call #250 on your mobile phone, keyword Crete, to speak with a recruiter, or visit CreteCarrier.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think of your future, can you see yourself owning your own business someday? Well, someday is today. Now's the time to invest in yourself. Now's the time to control your future. Now's the time to own a Budget Blinds franchise. As seen on Extreme Makeover Home Edition, as a Budget Blinds franchise owner, you'll help homeowners solve their custom window covering needs. And you'll partner with a company that has over 25 years of franchising experience. Plus, you can trust Budget Blinds has your back. They've consistently ranked as one of the top franchises on Entrepreneur's Franchise 500 list. And the parent company has been on Forbes' list of best places to work for over 20 years. Now's the time to start your future. Someday is today. For more information, go to budgetblinds.com/radio or call 888-886-8850. That's budgetblinds.com/radio or 888-886-8850. This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are only made through our franchise disclosure document. Call and ask for details.
Fair Harbor makes the most comfortable and versatile shorts on the market. Now, we don't know about you, but we've always hated mesh lining. The chafing is horrible. It's ruined so many great times at the beach and sunset walks with the family. So Fair Harbor replaced all mesh lining with their super soft built-in boxer brief liner. And it's softer than anything you've ever felt before. From swimming to exercising to lounging and even sleeping, you won't take them off. And Fair Harbor is also now offering a new kids line, so your younger guys will be hooked too. As an added bonus, all Fair Harbor shorts are made from recycled plastic bottles. To date, Fair Harbor has recycled over 2.5 million plastic bottles, keeping plastic out of our waterways and off the beaches. Fair Harbor makes products for you to enjoy the places you love while protecting those places at the same time. Fair Harbor is offering 20% off for everyone listening right now. So head over to fairharborclothing.com and use the code RADIO20 for 20% off and say goodbye to mesh lining forever. That's fairharborclothing.com, promo code RADIO20.
Comedy Central Radio is your home for stand-up and original shows like You Up with Nikki Glaser.
Why wouldn't you tell everyone I'm pretty awesome?
And The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Back. Okay. Full effect.
I mean, we're all back full effect.
Only on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Tosh.0 is back.
Are you ready to give another shot?
Saving humanity.
You definitely have a contender today. There's nothing more American than this.
From itself.
Get my sausage!
Please tell America how much I changed your life for the better and what a wonderful person I am.
Tosh.0.
Put some respect on my name.
New Tuesday at 10 on Comedy Central.
Truly inspiring.
Live music is on hold, but Eminem is putting hip-hop DJs to work for you.
Let's go!
Look what I'm playing.
You ready? The Marshall Mathers Foundation offered Michigan DJs cash and exposure on his Sirius XM channel.
Shade 45.
Plus, Slim Shady shares his personal playlist, music to be quarantined by, starting Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Channel 45.
Or listen at home with Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, or however you stream in the house.
While you can't believe everything on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now back to the bonfire with
Jacob Batat and Christine all hanging out.
Look at the good mood everybody's in the picture of Jensen Ackles. Look at DJ Lou's. Like, I thought DJ Lou maybe didn't like him, but I think maybe you love him too. I think you get it.
I want to hate him, but I find myself liking him.
Yeah, well, guess what? It's Jensen Ackles Appreciation Day. If you're not watching Supernatural, you can still come along for the ride like DeRosa and I. We're all around just to see hot-ass Jensen Ackles. This originally was brought up because Jacob said he watched his Architectural Digest tour of his home, which is like the modern cribs. Christine, I think you have that queued up. We should watch. Fall a little more in love, maybe even daydream about where...
Get a little taste.
Did you do that for
I hope you watch it on your own.
It's funny. If it was him doing stand-up, I would have punched my computer.
He just kills it. He goes, man, the nuance. The guy's just like, it's...
I've honestly never, ever, ever heard trickle-down economics compared to diarrhea the way that he did.
The only thing I'll say is because I need to have belief in something in this world is that there's just he's definitely not a really funny guy. But what I do think about him is he'll laugh at your jokes and tell you how funny you are.
Oh, yeah, he'll butter you up so nice. He'll go like this. He'll laugh heartily and then be like, dude, you are too funny.
And then when everybody else comes in that's like famous, where normally anybody else would walk away, he'd be like, get over here, dude. This guy right here. Yeah. Holy shit, this guy is great. And he just throw you a lot of love.
Oh, man. And he'd also go like, he'd go, I just met this guy like a week ago. We have not stopped hanging out. This guy is so much fun.
He wouldn't call me fat. We'd go jean shopping together.
He would know exactly what to plug of yours to make you feel good.
My butt.
Yeah. Like this, you go, Jay, do you want to go?
Look nice.
He goes, you look pretty dope in those jeans, man. Do you want to go?
Jensen Ackles is the only person who can pick jeans for me. He's the only person who knows what he knows my body. He knows Jensen my contours.
Jensen Ackles then hits you with a. He's like, do you want to go accessory shopping?
Oh my god, dude! I go, oh, I know the best places. I don't go. He's like, no. Come down to Austin. I'll take you to the off sixth street.
But Jay, even better. If you say I know all the best places, he goes, I bet you do, dude. Show me, man. How great would that be?
He goes, I love to see your places. And by the way,
and probably say something fun like, I love learning about it. I love learning about my city through a set of different eyes.
Yeah, and then I'll take him to a place, and he's gonna say he loves it no matter what. And even though he knows his place is better. He's gonna be like, this place is great. Let me match your offer by also taking you to my place. And then I'll just know that my place is better, but he's gonna constantly keep telling me, reassuring me that the place I brought him was good.
Yeah.
Right. Dan, right. I bet he loves Cisco's.
Oh, I bet he speaks Spanish to the staff when he comes in.
Get out, dude. Oh my god, I wish there was video of that. I mean, I feel like this guy's good.
He's like, ¿qué onda? And they're like, oh, Jensen! And they fucking
heavy
lose
tips.
It.
Heavy oh, tips.
Heavy right. tips. I bet he put one yeah. of the kids. I bet he put one of the waitresses at Cisco's kid through school.
Yeah.
What if he likes the show? What if Jensen's just a bond? What if Jensen's a camper? Wouldn't that be so cool? Well,
it probably would have mentioned it by now, since we've talked Supernatural plenty. And if this one does put him over the edge, he does not listen to the show. But someone should fix that. Camp.
I'm sending it.
You should get in on his social media and make sure this gets to him.
Yeah, it's just so funny. And I love watching you turn when you go like, and if he doesn't like it, then the world isn't fair. And fuck this place. And I want to be on him.
He goes, those guys are a little dirty for my taste. I'm like,
So you don't like it? He goes, I don't know. I think some of the words you guys use are pretty, you know, they're pretty tough.
See, I'm more of just a Gaffigan guy. No, I like rock and roll comedy. I don't like that dude.
Yeah. You know, I love some comics you can find on like cruise ships. You go, fuck.
That is going to be the one bad thing.
Don Jameson got him.
That's going to be the one bad thing about him is he's going to go, oh, you know who's hilarious? And you're like,
Dr. Ken? He goes, did you see the new Dr. Ken special on Netflix? And you go, what?
That guy is a riot on The Masked Singer.
He goes, I was watching, who is it? Oh, I went and saw Jeremy Piven at the Laugh Factory. So yeah. funny.
That guy is really a triple threat.
I don't like this hypothetical version. He's the,
and this is not even a shot at the guy because I'm friends with him, but he's the 2000th person to be like, do you like Sebastian?
Oh my God.
And you're like, yeah, I get it. He's funny.
He even asks dumb aunt questions where he's like, why'd you never get on SNL? Did you want to get on SNL? And you go, come on.
You know what? Here's
everything's easy.
Here's the reality of what he would do, though. You meet him and he goes, you're a comic? And to any one of us, and he go, oh yeah, I recognize you from fill in the blank. He goes, do you know Dave Attell? I'm a huge Attell guy.
Oh,
and
we go, my God.
I'm gonna kiss you on your.
He goes, I think one of the greatest. He goes, no joke. I listen to Elephant in the Room once a month. And you go,
big Patrice O'Neill guy. Take it, gone too soon. Am I right?
That was the coolest thing about when I went to one of the premieres for It's Always Sunny. And Glenn Howerton's my favorite on the show.
Yeah.
Also a very handsome man.
Gorgeous.
Right? I met him at the after party, and we just started talking, and he was like, he's like, hey, man, nice to meet you. And he goes, me and my buddy are talking about, like, that Dark Side of the Moon Wizard of Oz thing you can do. And I go, oh, that's funny. I go, no joke, recently I played the Pink Floyd album Metal to Evil Dead 2 when I got stoned just to see if it would sync up, and it did. And he goes, dude, wait, hold on a second. Pink Floyd, Evil Dead 2, you're my new fucking best friend. We're hanging out all night. And he fucking freaked out, and we talked about Evil Dead 2 and Pink Floyd forever.
That's awesome.
But then he never talked to you again. Jensen Ackles wouldn't do that. He'd keep in touch, dude.
Guess what? If you were,
shut the fuck up, Glenn said he's going to text Jay. Shut up.
Well, if that had happened with Jensen Ackles right now, I would go text him. And before you could put your phone down, I'd go, bleep, how you doing, buddy?
Let's do our Moon Tower comedy show. Let's do it at his family's brewery.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Yeah. Oh,
he's actually very
do you
smart.
Think Gary Clark knows Jensen?
Oh, my God. A meeting of the bonfire gods.
That'd be so fun.
Texas Heroes. Let's play.
We're getting Jensen Ackles on at Moon Tower.
You're right. But listen, we got a little time left, and I want to see this Architectural Digest. It's Jensen Ackles appreciation show.
Watching Christine's face watching the Architectural Digest tour, because now you're entering his home, Christine.
His fucking.
He's letting you in.
You're going to see all the things I have not provided for you.
You think you're gonna miss sex. You're gonna miss fucking doors.
First thing I haven't provided for you, a door, a front door of our place that leads right to the outside.
Yeah.
Sconces.
You know, look at the door that you could walk a grand piano through.
Yeah. An aggressive knocker.
They're the kind of rich where their roof in the living room looks like the top of a hardware store, and it's cool. Yeah. it's not weird.
It's not a sad, leaky basement in Cleveland. It's like an actual house. All right, let's play it.
I'll see Dub money, too.
Oh.
Welcome, AD, to Austin, Texas. And this is our home. My name is Jensen Ackles.
Daniel Ackles.
We got this house about 4.5 years ago. It's not for sale, but we drove by it. We were like,
a second.
That's crazy. The house wasn't for sale. They fucking bought the people out of their house.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's the process. I just pay really good. But I gotta say,
I just hit my tooth on the microphone.
He's wearing
in my house.
He's wearing. Are you all right, Dan?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's hurt like a motherfucker.
Basically, you chipped your tooth.
No. Just knocked it.
Oh, okay. He net worth means nothing. They never. Right about this.
They wanted my home, I would give it to them.
He's a year younger than me, and he what the hell was I just gonna say? Fuck about his
drove by and made an offer.
No. Yeah, that's he's about to say that. He drove by and made an offer. He bought people out of their house. $175,000 per episode.
Wow.
14 mil. You don't need more than that, dude. Your whole life, you don't need more than that.
He was on Mr. Rhodes. He was on Tom Rhodes' sitcom, Mr. Rhodes.
Oh yeah.
There's Rin, dude. There's our
it. All right.
But whatchamacallit, he has, I was saying, when he opens the door, he's wearing my least favorite outfit of all time, a plain colored button down shirt with khaki pants. And he's gorgeous.
It's
Great. Make them an offer. Luckily for us, they were looking to move, and so we bought it, and we've been doing some work on it ever since. Anyway, this is the fun part, so we're excited to show you guys.
It'd be great if he was like, anyway, we bought it, and it's been a real money trap. A lot of problems springing up around here.
I don't know if this thing was buried on a burial ground or whatever what's going on, but there's a lot of problems.
Yeah, there's a hole. That's a big hole right there.
Let this be a commercial for Just Rent. The problems are not yours. I mean, everything in this place is my responsibility.
He goes, yeah, no. You think you want to buy, then you do buy, and then realize when you get a sinkhole in your side yard, that's on you.
We have so many degrees of Kevin Bacon from this guy. We got Corey Taylor, who I've done many shows with. We have fucking Tom Rhodes, dude. This is Austin, probably Gary Clark.
Let's keep looking at his house.
So this is our nice little sunken living room.
We didn't really want a formal space. We have three kids now, so we can't have any spaces like that.
I feel like we're in the belly of a ship with these big beams, and yeah, there's a lot of woodwork going on.
By the way, again, I will say, his wife, this lake house.
I love an old lake house. This guy gets all the fucking the moods right in the living room.
Wait till you see the view from the balcony.
Hang on, look at this girl's body, his wife's body. She's had three children. And you know what I bet? He's such a good dude. When she's pregnant, when the baby's out and they're raising the baby, he doesn't say, hey, get back into shape. She just knows to. She just knows to.
You don't think he buys her a Peloton?
I don't think he does anything suggestive. He gives her, it's with a wink and a nod that she understands that he goes, like, I love you however you look because I love you. And then he's like, I better get my shit together.
You better get your shit together for Jensen.
She does one of these. She does one of these in the mirrors, Jay, where she lifts up her stomach and lets it go. And she goes, I got to call Eduardo, my old trainer. I got to get this thing back in fighting shape.
I'm going to take it a step further. I think he loves her even if she doesn't get back into shape. I think he really means it. Yeah. I think he really means it.
I think he thinks he means it because she'll never give her chance the situation to find out. She'll never let herself find out if he means it or not.
He means it truly in his
heart. He might really mean it. I believe he means it too. I'm with you, Joe. But I'm saying she in her head just goes, he does mean that, but like, I should probably do what's right here.
As long as we're on the same page, I just want to make sure.
I'm telling you, I'm not saying he does it as a way to get her. I'm saying he does mean it. Yeah. But she just knows. That's why I said she just knows. Like, I should probably make sense in pictures with this guy.
Yeah. Well, let's hit it. Let's hit it again. Let's see. There's beautiful. Love the word work. He's got some acoustic guitars around, which you know he fucking shreds.
When we were younger, before all of our kids in the old Laurel Canyon house, we used to always invite our friends over and everyone would play guitars and we'd all sit on the floor and sway and swing. So
not swing. We would.
Oh.
Christine. Sorry, Christine.
Sorry. But also, what an obnoxious thing to have to go and hang out with a bunch of hot people singing and swaying.
Guys, listen, I like this guy. I really do. He's losing me a little bit.
He's losing me too. I don't want to sit cross-legged. No, I don't want to sit cross-legged and sing fucking Bob Dylan songs with a bunch of highs.
Jay.
Her childhood.
Jay, can you think of a house you'd feel less comfortable in right now than this house that we are looking at? Can you think of a house you could go into and hang out in that you'd feel less at home or less comfortable in than this house we're looking at?
Of course. Yeah, what's wrong with this house so far?
No, I'm saying the vibe of them in this house. You're telling me you'd go in there and be like, "Cool, man." You wouldn't start to feel like, "This isn't my scene."
Listen, I know I don't deserve to live in this guy's orbit at all. So I'm
not true, Jay.
I'm a piece of sludge shit in this guy's shoe. I'm telling you that I wish I was a person that could be in that house comfortable. I want to sway and rock.
No, you don't.
No, you guys have never had a little acoustic guitar jam in a living room?
I mute Christine's microphone.
Now, Evans, if I wasn't two doors over from you, I'd throw my water at you right now.
I honestly am furious that you just thought that was a cool thing that everyone did.
Now, Delfino loved it.
This couple is a pussy hair away from pulling out a set of bongos when you're hanging out with them.
Oh, no. Joe, breathe a little.
All right, well, let's see. Let's keep walking.
All right, okay.
Let's keep walking.
We would just dance.
Like sway.
But I just want to clarify.
Yeah. So a lot of the art in the house.
By the way, this one second we turn it back on, he's already He's like saying, she's like, we would sit and sway and swing. He's like, dance.
So no, he's saying like we weren't swingers. We weren't swinging.
Got it. You're right. I got it. Okay.
Yeah. So I was wanting to make it clear.
This is from Isabel LeMay. I did not think Jensen was going to go for it because there was a lot of flowers, and I thought he would be kind of like, that's too girly for me. But he actually loved it and was on board right away. I was proud of you for that one.
Well,
I thought we'd end up with like...
That's how I felt about my woodwork, Jay.
I don't know, picture of a truck or something.
Now, this may just look like a black frame on a wall. But you look into these little eye holes here, and you hit this top button, and it lights up an entire scene inside that box.
I emailed guys. Our designer about...
I don't know, guys. I don't know. That one kind of made me mad.
I like them. I think they're interesting.
Jay, fuck you.
What? You don't get in the game, Okerson. You've been watching the episodes. Jump on the outside looking in.
You don't mean that, Jay. If I brought you into my apartment, I said I installed these looking boxes to illuminate. You would trash me out of New York City if I showed you.
You would think
that.
They were cool because there used to be ones at the Smith that you'd look through and there'd be porn in them, and Jay loved them, and it's something that he's told me about unprompted before this.
But he liked them because they had porn.
Let me just say this. DeRosa, I'm sorry to do this. Point Eccles. Let's move forward.
Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome.
All right. I'll move on.
All great ideas come to you. And immediately she emails back a Venetian diorama from the 1970s.
I had no idea what they were talking about when they pitched me the idea. I'm like, you guys just keep doing what you're doing.
Hi, dude.
So just off from the living room was the formal dining room,
which nobody uses. So
we got rid of it promptly
and made something everybody uses.
Come here.
Oh, this is the sex organ of a palm tree.
Are you serious? Well, because these things, they can kind of fall off, and I've been picking them up all morning.
Well, you might be pregnant. Since you're here, we should do let's do tequila.
And what better way to cure the Monday blues than shot of extra añejo. Cheers.
One in Austin.
This I like.
This is
them hammered. And he goes, she goes, he hit me. It was after the Supernatural season 7 premiere. And I said that I thought he was getting along with the lady vampire duo. And he fucking hit me right in your face.
Everyone thinks he's so perfect, but
you know what's not supernatural is his ability to respect women.
He gets a little rough sometimes. Him and the boy, when he goes out with the boys, he comes home sometimes to get a little rough. You're a stupid bitch. Your flower painting's a stupid bitch. Your window boxes are stupid bitch.
Yeah, he goes, fucking Venetian bullshit box from the 70s. Smash it on the ground.
He goes, I would rather fuck that palm tree than you.
Yeah, where's your sex organs? I haven't seen, they've been falling off too.
Yeah, honest to God, he hit me right in the face, and I'm glad you're drinking on camera.
I don't care, tell him, keep rolling. I don't give a shit. One, Ed.
Big war.
I fought really hard for this one.
I was against it, but let's check it out because I'm not anymore.
Just an old screen porch where you're watching boats go by on the river.
This porch is the home of this giant cypress.
They have the chairs
table.
I like.
It was a sinker log, so it was buried in the West Bank of New Orleans. We've had holiday dinners out here. We've had long hangout conversations.
It's a little piece of home for me. So I really love it.
There's the cops.
Oh, right. Hey.
Music. Welcome to the heart of the home.
Kitchen. Jensen's first time in here. When we bought the house, there was a giant wall right here blocking the entire view of the lake. So we ripped that down. Yeah, we had to keep one little pole so the ceiling doesn't fall on our heads. But
support beams are important. They say.
That's a good one. And the episode is just fawning on where they live.
Yeah.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, Jensen Eccles.
We'll put this out.
The audible moans Christine made doing this tour is incredible. I mean, I've never heard her so animated.
I have a question also. In this, does he have like dude space, or is that not even his thing? He's like, this is a recording studio, probably, right?
Well, I mean, he has a full gym that he's training for. He always stays in shape. He's training for a marathon. I think you might see the recording studio, but I don't remember.
What we're gonna do right here?
That's too big. That's too good.
I mean, the guy is
or play great it with family. Them. Huh?
Great home.
Great home, great family. Great dude. Great. Damn, family. That guy is fucking awesome.
What a man. Overall, I'm pro Eccles. Overall, pro Eccles.
Yeah. I'm pro Eccles too. I think he's top hunk in the Bonfire catalog.
I see there's an outside chance, and it might happen this year. It might not happen next year. Some point, out of curiosity and pure boredom, everything else is over. Quarantine's done. It's summertime. There's no new shows on. You guys are gonna pop on a couple episodes of Supernatural. And I'm telling you, like now. As far as we're in season 2, episode 17, where we're at now, me and Christine will tell you that now it's just like what do you call that? It's like habit. It's like before we go to bed, when everybody goes to their bedrooms, we just go. It's like, hey, we call them our guys. Want to go watch our guys?
Boys.
Our boys. Want to go watch our boys before we go to bed? And then we watch an episode, and it's just like something. It's every episode's new to us that we watch.
Yeah,
so we don't know the outcome. It's not when we watch the cartoons, we just know every episode. It's just putting them on for like to relaugh and go to bed. These we put them on and you don't know the outcome, and they're fun. And this guy's just he's perfect. He's sent from heaven for me in that moment. And Christine, he vanishes.
Yeah,
and it's also ridiculous, but good for you.
This is for her after she has the baby. This room. I mean, if she wants to, I don't.
This
really
is care. Our. Hallway down to the guest room. What?
Everybody needs a good hallway. But more importantly, you need good hallway art.
I got it last time I was in New Orleans, and it's Prince in his underwear. I mean, who doesn't love that?
This is our little guest room.
We only
farm
have
farm doors.
Because what do they say? Guests are like fish. They
three
start
days.
To stink after 3 days. It's one of my favorite rooms. It has just a lot of really fun stuff. A lot of books, a lot of travel books that we've collected over the years. But also, I come home late at night sometimes when I'm traveling. And as an attempt not to wake her up or the children up, I will come crashing here. Whenever I'm staying here, there's one thing that I do in order to be comfortable.
That is and really that nice is, of him, guys, to go into one of his seven other bedrooms to let his
wake
wife
her up.
Rest.
Pound off in his own house and not bother her.
When I bring a side piece home from the fucking guitar scene, you know.
By the way, was that the first
Burnham here?
Was that the crack in the dam showing where he's like, just not to wake her, I go into the other room. Yeah, okay.
He goes, what can I say? Things have been cold since season 12.
Sir, listen, my appreciation for this woman that he's with right here is that, and she's gorgeous, but gorgeous women are a dime a dozen on completely covering this earth. Guys carved out of statue like this guy is, are they, so every time she brings it, it's a flip of roles. Everywhere they go, every girl wants to fuck her husband, for sure, for sure.
You're listening to a whole radio show of people that do.
If you're a girl who has a handsome a husband, you still want to fuck this guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, he's magnetic.
Yeah. Well, we love him. And I think you and Jacob's zeal for him might eventually get DeRosa and I to watch some Supernatural. If we do another house thing, you know, if we go and grab another house, we should definitely do a viewing of Supernatural. I'd watch Supernatural with you guys like that.
Sure.
I love Supernatural. I mean, I love Jay. Sorry, I'm all turned around here. I love Jay, and I love Evans, and I love Jacob, and I love Eccles. I'm never watching Supernatural. I can't watch Hot Monster. It's Twilight. It's like Twilight.
I'm gonna guarantee that you do, and I'm gonna guarantee that I'm in the room when you do. Because if I'm watching it, so are you, motherfucker.
Jacob, also support me. Jacob, also support me on this. It's not hot. That you're talking about an episode of a hot monster. There's hot chicks in every episode. Yeah. The monster is not necessarily hot. There's some episodes that actually are like the horror scenes of them are actually pretty like, oh shit, that would like pretty scare gruesome. Me in a movie theater. Yeah.
It's just, I know I'm in the minority here. I'm not trying to sell anybody. I'm just explaining where I'm coming from. It's cut from that Jennifer Love Hewitt phase of horror, and I hate it. As a horror fan, it's a terrible phase of horror. It's just not a good, I know what you did last summer. That whole fucking run of that time is the Faculty. It's all that fucking CW
shit. It's not. You're giving it, first of all, nothing you named was CW there.
But I'm saying like that C, I call it that CW. I just mean like.
I agree. Listen, the superhero shows on CW, Jacob loves those. I can't deal with them at all.
I think they're terrible, but I do love them. I think they're right.
But do you feel the same way? Do you think Supernatural is terrible, but you love it? I actually enjoy the show.
I was going to say to Joe, I think the writing is a little better than you're going to expect it to be. Not Breaking Bad. I'm not giving it saying that.
Dude, there's cheese for sure. There's definite cheese.
I think we're crossing signals. I am not saying I can't watch horror with lackluster writing. God knows I own tons of it. I'm saying that phase of horror that this was made in and this style of horror.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, I just don't like that. I don't like it. The parts that are bad about it with it really don't sit well with me is what I'm saying. I've watched way worse.
It's such a, you know, like it's like when you were like reading those short stories, like short horror stories as a kid. It reminds me of those. They're great. I really do. I genuinely fucking enjoy the show, but I can understand somebody also not being into it. But I'll tell you what, you don't like looking at that man candy, then I don't know what to tell you.
And Jay, that's what I was going to say. A perfect way to wrap up this episode. You can all agree, Jensen Ackles is just a fucking meat box.
Raise your hand if you want to kick it with this guy.
Do a lot more than kick it. I want to kick it right up his poop chute.
Yeah.
Joe, you'd be lucky.
I want to kick it in.
I want to kick it in. I want to Dave this guy's coulier, dude.
We went through a whole Coulier thing on the show. God, that was great.
Their master bedroom, by the way, is salvaged wood from a barn in Wisconsin.
Show it.
Yeah, show us before we
sing
go.
It. Bring it. Christine's watching us like it's porn. Oh, here we are. Touch his own asshole when he shits.
We got our hands on some really cool wood early on.